Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
On today's program, we hear from a farmer who has benefited from the sensitization sessions about the frosty pod rot cocoa disease. Stay with us to hear more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjuli James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Hey Keisha, me just a confront over HR. Don't forget to get him your passport in, because remember they need it for the business trip.
Jeez, you know said expire? We really don't have no time for go waiting line at Pika right now.
Away there, girl. Pika have a new convenient Dropbox service. All you have to do is just fill out the form, drop it off at the Pika office, and just use the courier service to make them deliver the passport to you when it's ready.
You lie.
It's true.
Ask about Pika's Dropbox and courier service at our head office in Kingston.
Cocoa farmer Clarence Russell of Woodside St. Mary is also a cocoa collector, pruner, and trainer. He is one of several farmers who attended a frosty pod rot sensitization session hosted by the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture, and Fisheries. The disease is of major concern in the parish, as St. Mary produces crops known for their premium cocoa flavor, which attract high prices on the international market. A survey conducted in St. Mary last year revealed that 67% of the parish is infected with the disease. Mr. Russell says the assistance from the ministry is greatly appreciated.
The information that they are giving the farmers now will assist them to do better farming.
Mr. Russell says as a result of the ministry's intervention, cocoa farmers have been encouraged to apply best practices on their farms to save the cocoa industry. He adds that farmers who exited the industry because of the disease are being encouraged to re-enter. The farmers are learning how to identify the frosty pod rot disease, how to prune cocoa trees, how to prevent higglers from transporting it to other farms, and how to get rid of the bad cocoa pods. Here's a snippet from one of the presentations.
From day one, it infects your pod, it's rotting in your pod. There's no five pods that are infected. Just pick them up. All they are sources of reinfection. All they are is affecting your next crop. I remember something they said, the tree putting on is a pod. You don't have to replant to get some cocoa in 2 years. But you have to get out of the pod then with the infection. You know, you have to see a future in cocoa.
Cocoa farmers are being encouraged to attend the sensitization sessions and follow the prescribed methods to manage the frosty pod rot cocoa disease. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Anolakatong me kou no labrish. Translation: it's not for the lack of a tongue why a cow does not talk. Do you know what this proverb means? Find out when we return.
This is Principal Hazel Morgan. Through the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, my students now enjoy the comfort of flushable toilets at school.
My name is Peter Angus. I am a Honeyan farmer. JCF helped me get more from my crops.
I'm Valerie Jones, and JCF has helped me turn my bed and breakfast dream into a successful enterprise.
And my name is Ricardo Spencer, and JCF built my new classroom.
For 20 years, JCF, with the help of its local and international partners, has been creating opportunities and investing in Jamaica. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, investing for community development.
Learn more facts about the Disability Act.
I have a disability. I am getting married, and guess what? You can't stop me.
That would be discrimination. Under the Act, you also have to make reasonable arrangements to accommodate persons with disabilities, like ramps, sign language interpreters, or special computer software.
Make a start and play your part and learn all the facts on the Act.
Visit jcpdja.com. A message from the JCPD.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, it's always best to be discreet. It's never good to gossip. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjuli James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.